This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's government agency in charge of air travel says it has stopped all passenger flights in the country. It's the latest development there after it was announced that Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling party have been detained after an early morning raid. The United States has since warned Myanmar to reverse course. Australia said it was also deeply concerned about reports of Suu Kyi's detention and that the military was once again trying to seize control of Myanmar. The Myanmar military television says that the military has taken control of the country for 1 year. That move comes days after escalating tensions between the civilian government and the powerful military that stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election that the army says was fraudulent. Yulia Navalny, the wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, arrived in Moscow court Monday on a charge of participation in an unsanctioned rally. She did not speak to journalists. Tens of thousands of people took part in demonstrations in cities across Russia at the weekend, with some protesters clashing with police. Authorities mounted a massive effort to stem the tide of what was the most widespread show of discontent that Russia has seen in years. Yet despite threats of jail terms, warnings to social media groups, and tight police cordons, the protests again engulfed cities across Russia's 11 time zones Sunday. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege after a suspected suicide car bomb exploded Sunday in Somalia's capital, followed by a shootout between militants and security forces at a hotel, causing at least 9 deaths. This is VOA News.